Welcome back to CITR here on Monday morning. It is a holiday and I hope you're having a lovely relaxing morning and preparing yourself for some Australian music because this is the Australian Music Hour. Stranded is the name of the show. My name is Matthew and I'll be with you for another hour. And I, of course, play Canadian content towards the second half of the show each week. And this week I have a special guest phoning in from elsewhere in BC. His name is Jesse D, and he is from a duo, Jesse D and Jackie B, and he is playing in Vancouver very soon. He's an established artist from Edmonton, a fantastic musician, and I'll be chatting with him just after 11:30 and playing some of his tunes. And before I get into the Australian music, I wanted to quickly play a really cool song. This is a kind of a strange turn of events. Last night I met an old rocker, a 62-year-old man who was a bass player from a band from Vancouver who were quite somewhat successful in the 70s. The band was called Painter, and they changed their name eventually to Hammersmith. And he was telling me about these great tours he had with, like, The Stones and The Who. He once shared a stage with Pete Townsend. He toured with Kiss. The whole 70s rock thing. They only produced one major full-length album, but they did have a top 20 single, actually, which I'm going to play for you. The song is called West Coast Woman. I don't know if anyone listening has heard this, if you were around listening in the 70s, perhaps, but I just thought it was quite fascinating to talk to this guy. He had all these stories about what it was like back in the 70s, playing rock and roll, you know, when it was exciting with all these great bands. So here we go. I'm going to play you this song called West Coast Woman by Painter, Vancouver band, and this is from the early 70s, 1973. And after that we're going to hear some Australian music, The Church and the Divinyls. Okay, here we go.
She's got flowers on her jeans. Yeah. Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Happy holidays and welcome to Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, all the way through to 1 p.m. Oh, sorry, midday. From midday till 1, we have Alternative Radio and then the Parts Unknown show with Chris Horrific. So, the start of the set there was this totally random song that I had no idea existed until last night when I just randomly met the bass player from this old 70s Vancouver band called Painter. And that was their hit. I mean, that was a top 20 single, apparently, West Coast Woman. And he brought up YouTube for me, sat me down, showed me some live clips of his band, and I got to say, I was pretty impressed for the time. I mean, back in the early 70s, some of the stuff he showed me was kind of proto-metal and really quite impressive for a three-piece. And so, he toured with the Rolling Stones and The Who, and Kiss told me a few stories. So I'm hoping to actually interview him, sit him down and talk a bit more about rock and roll history. And he's got a lot to say, and play it for you sometime in the coming weeks. So that was a band called Painter from Vancouver, who broke up a long, long time ago. And then the Australian music, of course, the Church there with Metropolis, and the Divinyls with a 1985 song called Pleasure and Pain. So the Church there was from 1990, Metropolis off the Golden Afternoon Fix album, and the Divinyls there, Pleasure and Pain. And I played those two songs because actually another kind of random thing, I heard both of those songs in a cafe in Vancouver, which I found really odd. A couple of Australian songs that aren't particularly well known over in this part of the world. I think they were probably streaming some live internet radio or something, but yeah, I thought I'd play those two tracks here as well. I'm going to upload the Church video to the blog of the show because it's kind of a cool clip, and straight away you see Steve Kilby there. It looks like he's talking to a doll that looks like Lady Gaga, like a splitting image of Lady Gaga. So I thought that was kind of hilarious. So I'm going to put that up on the blog. You can go to Google and type in Oz Stranded, OzStranded, and it'll come up with the blog of the show, and you can download the podcasts and yeah, and see some videos each week. Now, this is cool. The Hard-Ons have got a new album out. The Hard-Ons are seminal, absolutely seminal underground punk act from Australia, been around for over 25 years, and I could go on and on about how fantastically amazing they are and so full of integrity, just one of those bands that never sold out. But I guess with a name like the Hard-Ons, it's kind of hard to sell out immediately. But they had a huge run of really fantastic 7-inch singles back in the 80s and 90s. Broke up for a while, reformed, and are on this string of just amazing albums, the last four albums that they've put out, almost one a year for about the last 5 years. And I'm going to play two tracks because they just have this incredible ability of playing, on the one hand, really great pop punk with thrashy guitar, and then really heavy, grindy, metal, hardcore-ish type songs. So they can do both. Got a lot of versatility, and they're an incredible band. So I'm going to play the Hard-Ons a couple of tracks from this new album called Alfalfa Males, - Once Summer Is Done, - Conform or Die. They're from Sydney, New South Wales. I'm going to play a poppier song, Auntie, and then one of the really thrashier ones straight after that. So here we go. This is the Hard-Ons from Sydney, Australia. Brand new music for you.
I sent a Lilia, if the heck could kill ya. She looked up from a book, shot me a stranger. Said I wasn't lying, my eyes were red from crying. She got up from the chair. I'm
have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Welcome back to 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. This is CITR and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. You just heard there a great young band from Melbourne called Russia, a fully independent band who they say that love making music, playing gigs, touring, recording, etc., etc. That's on their MySpace. They're Matt, Cass, and Az, and they actually contacted me through email, which was fantastic. So I thought, well, I'm definitely going to play these guys. And that was a cool, punchy song there called Centrelink. They're from Melbourne, and they've got an EP out called Life in Black and White, which was launched earlier in 2010. So that's a really neat band to check out from Melbourne. They're called Russia. And you can find them on MySpace under the name Russia the Band, myspace.com/RussiaTheBand. And before that was two awesome tracks from the new Hard-Ons album. I played Auntie, the song, the very last song on the album, which is more poppy punk song. And then the track In the End We All Die Alone, which is the heavier, more brutal track. And they're just amazing to be able to switch like that at the drop of a hat. And their live gigs are fantastic for that very reason, the versatility. Now, if you were tuning in at the start of the show, you would have heard me mention that I'm just about to interview live here Jesse D. He's calling in. Now, he's an Alberta, I guess you'd call it expat now. He's living in BC. He's been playing around for a while, touring Canada a lot the last couple of years. He's a fantastic jazz-influenced guitarist, and he plays with a woman named Jackie B. And I'm hoping that he's going to call through any minute now. So what I might do is play a track from Jesse D and Jackie B, and hopefully we'll hear from him very soon. Okay, this is a song called Mr. Shifty Red Star. Jesse D and Jackie B from Edmonton, Alberta.
Drag queens bursting at the seams, not so quick departure to quiet downtown refuge lounge with martini specials. Thank you. that night. Mrs. Shifty just keeps rambling on, and I'm thinking, oh, that this would make a great song. A martini, a beer, and a Grand Marnier, swirling me into a fear. Quick departure to quiet downtown refuge lounge with martini special. Mr. Shifty's missing a thumb, so I politely ask him how come. And then an instant glaze rolls over his eyes, and I thought he was gonna pull a gun. And this guy's truth, is it the same as ours? And mine, is it the same as yours? Still waiting, still living in the past. Tragic queens bursting at the seams, not so quick to parch.
I'm trying to make a buck, but they be barking up the wrong tree, and I don't give a fuck. So sorry about your luck, 'cause I got no money. I ought to be living on the police, but I got no hours. Go bust a guy in a three-piece. He's got a salary, he drives a mini, and I'm scrounging nickel and dime and rolling up the pennies. She wants expensive jeans and a half sleeve. She wants expensive jeans and a half sleeve. But there comes a time when I gotta eat. There ain't no plastic sounds, that's when I take it to the street. I set my case up by the bus stop and play for the people as they wait. But competition's stiff, I don't wanna turn no tricks, so I'm screaming like a banshee. Got no money, I ought to be living on the boogie, but I got no hours. Go bug that guy in the three-piece. He's got a salary, he drives a mini, and I'm scrounging nickel and diamond, rolling up the pennies. She wants expensive jeans and a half sleeve. 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 Gotta stay.
All right, we're back here on CITR, and we are listening to Jesse D and Jackie B there, an Alberta duo, or formerly from Alberta, now Wells BC. Jesse, can we hear you there, Jesse?
I can hear you loud and clear, Matt.
That's fantastic. We have Jesse D here calling in from somewhere in BC. Can you just remind me again where you're calling through from, Jesse?
I'm calling from the Caslow Municipal Campground.
And midway through a tour here of British Columbia. Now, Jesse, you've been based in Edmonton for quite some time. That's where I met you a few years ago. I had the pleasure of living with you for a short while
yeah,
you were
that's right.
Just starting some songs. And I sort of moved on and I've got back in touch because I've been following you on the internet. And you've relocated to Wells.
Yeah, to Wells, BC. Most people probably wouldn't know where Wells, BC is. It's about 2 hours southeast of Prince George. It's this cool little town. Only about 100 people live there in the wintertime. I think that maxes out at 250 in the summer.
Oh,
but
wow.
A friend of mine bought a place there, and we were just tired of living in the city and paying all the high rent. And so we decided to move to the country. It's been really great. Loving it.
Oh, that's fantastic, and it's. I mean, I'm sure it's informed some of your new music. I noticed you've made a lot of use of technology, and you regularly post some videos up there on your website. And it looks like you've been quite prolific out there yourself and Jackie.
Yeah, well, we keep a pretty good documentation of everything we're doing. I think it's something that we quite enjoy making movies on the road and. Yeah, things are going good. I mean, we're playing lots, and we're going in to record another record here. June 8th, we go into the studio in Edmonton to work on our next one. So,
So that'll be the second album you've recorded with Jackie?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, we've listeners to the show might recall we played a track of Jesse's first album, the Cross-Pollination of Service Station Scrawl, which is a few years out now. And that was a solo record for you, right, Jesse, before Jackie entered the picture?
Yeah, I had just met her when I was finishing up that record, so she sings some vocals on a bit of it, but for the in large part it was just me, yeah.
Oh, right, yep. Yep, and now Jesse and Jackie tour quite frequently around the country, and they're playing at Café de Soleil here on the 26th of May. Jesse, I'd like to play another track before we chat again. Is there anything you'd like us to play here? I've got some on MySpace. We've already played Buying Time.
And okay. Let me just look at MySpace here.
Oh, and we played Saska 99 last week too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, let's do a different one then. What else is on there? You could do Prairie Song. Actually, that's one of my faves off that record. Is that on there?
Yeah, Prairie Song. Yeah. Is this from the Greenhouse record?
This is from Greenhouse. Yeah.
Greenhouse.
Album we released last year. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, this is, and Jesse is a prairie guy. He's from Red Deer, Alberta. And this is the Prairie Song, Jesse D and Jackie B. We're very privileged to be listening to, to chatting with Jesse here on the phones midway through his tour. And we'll be chatting with him right after this. This is Prairie Song, Jesse D and Jackie B.
Everything and nothing all at the same time. Well, it's all abandoned shacks and rotted out pine, and every 100 meters there's a bump in the road town and a railway line.
think maybe I had a dream way back when, that I was swinging from the power lines that follow the road. Well, maybe I made that up, but I can picture it now. Hey, Saskatchewan, I ride in the clouds.
Back there, and we're talking to Jesse D.
I should be working.
Oops, Jesse,
but I'm not.
Hello, Jesse. Oh, yeah, we're back. Jesse D.
All right.
We are back. We just heard another song there off the MySpace. That was Prairie Song from the Greenhouse album. Now, that's been out for a while. And can you tell me a little bit, Jesse, about the new album you're recording when you get off tour?
Sure. I think it's going to be called Our Ghost Will Fill These Walls. This is kind of a tentative title for it, but ever since we moved out to Wellhouse, we've been working on kind of changing our sound a bit, doing some different stuff with a little more space in it. I've been learning how to play the Wurlitzer or the piano.
Mm.
My roommate has like 3 Wurlitzers from the 50s in our living room, so
wow.
I found myself... sitting down at the piano once in a while and trying to get into that, something I've wanted to do for years. So there's going to be a little bit more of that. We've also been collaborating with our roommate. His name's Ori Noman.
Hmm.
Really good friend of ours and a great musician. He plays piano and harp. And we have a new project, actually, that we're working on with him that we're not touring right now, but it's called National Treasure.
Ah.
And it's kind of a collaboration of both of our songwritings, like, together, and it's been going really well. But Ori's going to be playing all over this next record, too, and we plan on just going in heads right away, and then we're not really in a hurry to finish this one. The last one we kind of rushed. It started as a demo, and we were like, oh, we should maybe just take this all the way and do, an EP out of it.
Mm.
But then we put a whole bunch of deadlines on ourselves and found that it was a bit rushed in the end. And there were a few things that we weren't really happy about. So the next record, we don't have a deadline. We're going to take as long as we need. It might take a year. It might take more. But I don't want it to suffer at all, because we had to get it done in a certain amount of time. I mean, we're always on the road touring anyway, so... there's always going to be more music coming in, and we got a backlog of songs that we can't even get on this record. We decided that there was actually 2 records when we went and sat and talked to our producer Brad Smith, we like brought him a big list of songs and was like, okay, what's going to make the best record? And we kind of do a lot of reggae and rock based stuff too in our live show. But this record's not going to have that. It's going to be more rootsy. Definitely more of a roots country rock with a touch of jazz in it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's deep in your influences there. In Red Deer, you learnt specifically jazz technique on guitar. That's what you were skilled in?
No, when I moved out of Red Deer, I didn't have any basic introductory guitar lessons, and I went to Edmonton to go to Grant McKeown.
Oh, right.
To the jazz program, and I did a year of that and then dropped out.
Yeah.
But it was great. I learned a lot, yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, your housemate that you're recording with and touring with, is he from Edmonton as well, or he's from Wells?
Well, he's actually from Toronto, works in Banff in the summertime.
Yeah.
And we did our cross-Canada tour that we did last fall with him. We went all the way to Newfoundland and back.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we were on the road, and we were wondering what to do when we got back to Edmonton. We were losing money all over the place. And then he's like, well, why don't you just move out to Wells? And we were like, yeah, let's give that a try. That sounds good.
Oh, man. It sounds like that was a really great move. Like, I'm trying to picture it, like, what it must be like. It must be just so conducive to writing because you've got all the space and nature and, wow.
Yeah. We just decided we didn't need to live in the city to do what we do. We're always back in Edmonton all the time. We got lots of friends there.
Yeah.
We play shows there all the time, but it just made more sense before there wasn't any distractions and high expenses and, like, you know, we just chop wood and, like, fire going and make music. Yeah, it's a good life.
Well, and I should say Edmonton, for the listeners, is I lived there for some time, and it was a fantastic city. I mean, musically and community building wise, I'm sure you'd agree, Jesse, that there are just so many fantastic artistically minded people and people who like to go to gigs, and all geographically located around the Strathcona area. And I'm sure,
definitely. Edmonton's awesome. Yeah.
Oh,
great music scene there.
It really is. And I should actually, before we go, I just want to ask you about the Pale Moonlights. Is that still a going concern? Because I know yourself and Idris, the great drummer there and all-around Renaissance man there from Edmonton, he played me some Pale Moonlights, and I thought you might have played on it too.
Yeah, I did play on the record. I was part of that band, like, when it kind of started, and played with them for about a year and a half. But since moving away, and they just kind of play around the city a bit. They don't tour too much. So I play with them when I can come and have a practice, and they have a show coming up, but I'm not really on the solid roster anymore. They've been playing with an organ player who's really good named Brian. I love that band, man. I wish I could play in that band all the time. They're really good.
That really impressed me from what I heard. Well,
do you have a copy of the record?
I don't personally, and I'll have a look on the database here, because if they don't have it, I'm going to have to hassle Idris or something, because I'd love to get a copy.
Yeah.
Well, and also your upcoming album. So this is Jesse. I'm talking to Jesse Deer here. I'm a former Edmonton native, Red Deer, Edmonton, and currently in Wells, BC, and he's on an extensive tour with Jackie B, playing Café du Soleil on the 26th of May. That's only in a few days' time, on Wednesday. And before that, he'll be in Kamloops at the Pogue Mahome on the 25th. And let's finish up with the track then. Batman and Robin. That sounds interesting, Jesse.
That one on there is actually, it's not a complete song. That song's going to be on our next record. That would be a good preview. That's a solid demo of it. I'd be into playing that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's
exit. It's just stripped down. We're doing it with the band now, but that's just Jackie and I and the guitar. But I'd play it. It's great.
All right. This is it. This is Batman and Robin, a demo here from Jackie D and Jackie B from their upcoming album. And you can catch them at Café du Soleil on Wednesday night And I hope you have a fantastic gig, Jesse. And it's been great talking to you after a couple of years.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure, man. And here we go, everyone. This is Batman and Robin, Jesse D and Jackie B.
I should be lining up my ducks, but I'm out of control. Should be selling in for the long haul.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm nonsensical. I'm nonsensical. As I sit, legs crossed, my pants bunch, my discomfort is absolute. I'm contaminated by toxin I can't explain.
You know what, listeners? I was just informed by Jesse that was the wrong song. Here we go. Here's Batman and Robin. I had to make this correct. Here we go.
Was a late night arrival from an uninvited guest. He had an entourage of desirables, but after tasting the gamut, she settled on confidence. Bonus. I said, come over here, let me shake your hand. May I make your acquaintance? And his palm was warm like a welcome mat. The earth opened up and your head got fat. Well, looks like we got a problem.
Looks like we got a problem.
Scratching at the surface like a tick.
At the surface like a tick.
Your best friend, this little tick's your best friend. Now this little tick's your best friend. This little tick's your best friend. Now it seems your ego's eclipsing the sun. Like Batman, you got a Robin. With your gaze so steadily fixed on the prize, that you can't tell the stars from the oncoming cars. Well, it looks like we got a problem.
Looks like we got a problem.
Scratching at the surface like a tick.
At the surface like a tick.
This little tick's your best friend. This little tick's your best friend. Nah, this little tick's your best friend. This little tick's your best friend. That just keeps on playing and playing. Humidity is a brutal refrain, a broken record that just keeps on playing and playing. Humidity is a brutal refrain, a broken record that just keeps on playing and playing. Humidity is a brutal refrain, a broken record that just keeps on playing and 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 playing. Looks like we got a problem.
It looks like we got a problem.
Scratching at the surface like a tick.
At the surface like a tick.
Tick's your best friend.
Looks like we got a problem.
This little tick's your best friend.
On the surface like a tick.
This little tick's your best friend.
Looks like we got a problem.
This little tick's your best friend.
On the surface like a tick.
Looks like we got a problem.
It looks like we got a problem.
It looks like we got a problem.
It looks like surface like a tick.
The Calgary Folk Music Festival, a dreamlike balance of urban and bucolic, friendly and far out, super fly and earthy. Pioneering musical godfathers and grandmothers, plus rebels, romantics, and revolutionaries of the current decade. July 22nd to 25th at Prince's Island Park. Let the music take you around the world. The Calgary Folk Music Festival. Visit calgaryfolkfest.com.
All right, we've come to the end of another show. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And that was fantastic. We just heard Jesse D and Jackie B there. That song was a demo that's going to be a fully-fledged song on their upcoming album. And the song was Batman and Robin. You heard a few tracks there from Jesse D and Jackie B. I was talking to Jesse on the phone. He's somewhere in central British Columbia and will be playing at Café de Soleil on the 26th of May. He's formerly from Edmonton and an incredibly talented artist, actually. Very unique sound. And just before we go, I'm just going to go out on a track now by another band who's playing. They have a CD release party coming up at the Railway Club. I'm talking about Eugene Ripper, folk rock group here from Vancouver. And they're playing the Railway Club with Claire Love, Carmen White and more on the 30th of May. So we're going to leave you with a song called Punks and Pushers by Eugene Ripper. It's been wonderful to broadcast Australian and Canadian music to you today, and I hope you have a great holiday. I've been Matthew, and Alternative Radio is coming up. Bye-bye.
Question is, can we cut carbon emissions fast enough to save the Greenland ice sheet? Can we close coal-fired power plants fast enough to save at least the larger glaciers in the Himalayas and on the Tibetan Plateau? These are the questions that we're facing.
That's Lester Brown, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Lester Brown, on planetary tipping points. Author and critic Susan Sontag once wrote, "A permanent modern scenario, apocalypse looms, and it doesn't occur. Apocalypse has become an event that is happening and not happening. It may be that some of the most feared events, like those involving the irreparable ruin of the environment, have already happened. But we don't know it yet because the standards have changed, or because we do not have the right indexes for measuring the catastrophe, or simply because this is a catastrophe in slow motion." Sontag added that even an apocalypse can be made to seem part of the ordinary horizon of expectation constitutes an unparalleled violence that is being done to our sense of reality, to our humanity. It seems now we are watching the catastrophe in slow motion. We've got front row seats to our home, planet Earth in decline. The signs are everywhere. We can choose to act, thus creating the possibility of ameliorating the situation, or we can choose to do nothing. To talk about planetary tipping points is Lester Brown. He's president of the Earth Policy Institute. The Washington Post calls him one of the world's most influential thinkers. In 1974, he founded the World Watch Institute, the first research institute devoted to the analysis of global environmental issues. He's the recipient of many awards, including the UN Environment Prize. He's the author of numerous books, including Eco-Economy and Plan B 4.0, Mobilizing to Save Civilization. Lester Brown spoke at the University of Colorado in Boulder.
I go back and read about earlier civilizations and the latest thinking on the reasons for their decline and collapse. More often than not, it's food shortages, a shrinking food supply that brought down these early civilizations. The Sumerians, it was rising salt levels in the soil because of a defect in the design of an otherwise extraordinary irrigation system. For the Mayans, it was deforestation and soil erosion. For the Easter Islanders, it was losing the tall trees they needed to build the outriggers to reach some of their food supply and so forth. But food, it's the food supply that eventually brought these civilizations down. And I've long rejected the idea that food could be the weak link in our modern civilization. But as I have been thinking about this over the last couple of years, I've realized the world food economy, soil erosion, aquifer depletion, overgrazing and grassland deterioration, collapsing fisheries, deforestation and all the problems it leads to. We haven't reversed a single one of these trends. We've been tracking them now for decades at the World Watch Institute going back into the mid-70s. So 30 years or so now. And you don't have to be an ecologist to realize if we don't get these trends turned around, we're going to be in trouble on the food front. You can't overpump aquifers forever. You can't have soils eroding at the rate they are in the world today without eventually paying a price for it. And then, in addition, we have trends of related to climate change, which are beginning to look.